Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Creating Change. This is your host, Doug Foresta. And today I'm going to talk about amplifying your voice. So we've talked a lot about sharing your voice, finding your truth. Today I want to talk about this idea of how do you amplify your voice? How do you get your voice out there in a bigger way? This is one of the things that I get asked probably the most by people is, aside from the question of what should I say, the other thing that everyone asks me, but no one actually asks me, is the question of, will anyone really listen to me? If I put out a podcast, if I write a blog, if I, whatever it is, will people really listen to me? And nobody ever says that to me in quite those words, but in short, the implicit part of what they're asking is, will anyone listen to me? And the answer is absolutely yes. You can amplify your voice and you can get more people listening to you. Let me give you, though, a little bit of, let me say a couple things, though, about, especially online, when we think about being online and also our culture of celebrity. If you walked outside tomorrow and you left your house and there were 100 people sitting in your yard and they were, you know, they'd been up all night and they had blankets and coffee and you said, what are these people doing? What are you doing on my lawn? And they said, well, we're sitting here waiting to see what you have to say. Would you be kind of shocked by that, right? Would that seem like a lot of people sitting on your lawn? I would venture to say yes. If you walked outside and there were 50 people on your lawn, right? And you said, what are you doing here? And they said, we heard that you have something important to say. And so we're here to hear what you have to say. You would think to yourself, wow, that's a lot of people who want to hear what I have to say. And, you know, we can go on and on about the numbers, right? But when it comes to the internet, because of the Kardashians, because of the nature of internet celebrity and celebrity in general, we're used to these giant numbers. We're used to people having these giant numbers of followers. And so in that way, what ends up happening is that if you have, for example, you know, if you put out a podcast and let's say that 50 people listen to your podcast, what you end up telling yourself often, or what I can tell you that, you know, I hear from people is, well, I must be a failure because only 50 people listen to my podcast, right? But is that true? I mean, if it was real people, which it is, by the way, right? It is real people. Wouldn't you actually be excited to have 50 people listening to what you had to say? And again, it's because it's the internet. It's because of it being the internet, I think, that we forget that we should be grateful that there'd be 50 people who would want to hear what you had to say. So my first recommendation for you is to remember that amplifying your voice starts with, it could start with one person. You know, if there's one more person listening to you than there was yesterday, then you've amplified your voice. But what ends up happening is, again, we tell ourselves that is a failure. Why? Because it's only one person. Right? Or it's only two people, or it's only 10 people, or it's only 100 people. If you put a Facebook post up and 10 people like it, then you tell yourself, but, you know, my friend put a Facebook post up and 100 people like their post of cats bathing or something, whatever, whatever ridiculous thing gets a lot of posts. And then you tell yourself, okay, you know, my post must not be as good because I didn't get as many hits. I didn't get as much attention. But if you really think about every like and every listen and every view as representing someone who is interested in hearing your voice and listening to your message, then that's going to go a long way. And remember that every person who started off, I mean, I know when I started podcasting, you know, I don't know how many listens I've had to podcasts that I've produced now. I mean, it's got to be in the, I don't know, hundred, at least it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands. But, you know, I remember it took to get there. And even for that, people would say, well, that's nothing. You know, I have a million, I have two, someone has 2 million, 3 million. we get caught up in these numbers, but just to get to 100 downloads, it took me, when I first started podcasting, it took me at least a good year to get to 100 downloads. I didn't get 100 downloads until probably after about 12 months of podcasting. But, you know, for me, I was excited to see if there was one more person listening. For me, that was one more person that I'd been reaching. So I want to make sure that we have this expectation and this idea that when we talk about amplifying our voice, we're talking about reaching more people, but it's not, it doesn't have to be the impact that you can have in the world, right? And we're going to talk more about amplifying also as not just the people you're directly reaching, but the people that reach the people that you're reaching. So there's lots of ways to amplify your voice, but you know, you can't look at, this is not about being an Instagram star or being a professional YouTuber, and you know, the number of people that you have on a YouTube channel to get, let's say, to make a living from YouTube is really celebrity status. You really have to be almost a celebrity. And some of those YouTubers have crossed over into celebrity status. You know, they really have crossed over into that. And you're talking, you know, millions, right? Millions of views. So somebody's like, oh, my YouTube channel only has 100 views. What was the point? Why did I even bother? And it's that kind of thinking that's going to stop you from getting to 200 or 300 or 400. And in fact, the numbers alone aren't really the important thing. When we talk about amplifying our voice, it's not just about numbers. But here's the other piece. You know, when we talk about amplifying your voice, there's your own channels, right? There's how many people you could reach in your own channels, meaning your own podcast, your own blog, your own whatever it is that you, whatever channels you have, whatever social media channels you have. And then there's the people that you reach, the connections that you have, and how many people those people can reach. There was a cartoon I remember that was a couple of years ago, and it was a guy at a funeral, and there was a coffin and like three people there. And one person says to the other, he goes, I would have expected a better turnout. He had a lot of Facebook friends. And if you remember the old MySpace, you know, if you're old enough to remember MySpace when it first started, the, you know, people had tens of thousands of MySpace friends and 100,000 MySpace friends. And, you know, now it's really not worth that much. You know, MySpace is not quite as hot as it was, you know, and people were just so excited about having all these MySpace friends, right? If you focus on that, you're going to make yourself miserable. You're going to make yourself extremely unhappy. Instead, focus on how do I reach one more person, two more people, three more people? How do I reach some new people today who didn't hear of me? And I did a webinar once. It was like every day, do one thing to expand your reach. I don't think it was actually called that. It was probably had a better title, I hope. But that was the idea, was every day, do one thing to expand your reach. Do one thing to get yourself out in front of people who don't know you. Now, okay, so you say, well, Doug, what are those things? So let me give you a couple of things. One is, you know, in this day and age, it's so easy to be a guest on other people's podcasts. You know, that's one thing that you can do, is go out and offer up yourself to be on someone else's podcast. But don't just be on their podcast, share great information. You know, don't just plug yourself constantly. I once did an interview with someone who just every time I asked him a question and I said, you know, what do you think about this? He goes, well, it's interesting, Doug, in my book on page 87, which it clearly answers that. It's available on Amazon for, you know, not that kind of interview, right? You want to share great content. But, you know, if you're on a podcast with someone else, you're going to reach their audience. And one of the things that always drives me crazy is when people ask, you know, how many listeners do you have to your podcast? And, you know, the implication there is that if you don't have enough, then, you know, that I'm not going to come on your podcast. And I think that's a big mistake, because you really don't know. I mean, one person could listen to that episode, but that one person has 10,000 Facebook followers, and they post about how great they thought your work was, and now you've reached 10,000 people. And that's what I mean about amplifying your voice. It's really about the quality of relationships. I mean, we do want to expand our world. We want to reach more people, but you know, it's like networking. Think about if you walked into a networking event and you went in, you said, I'm just going to get as many business cards as possible. And so you ran around, you shook everyone's hand. Hi, I'm Doug. Hi, I'm Doug. Hi, I'm Doug. Hi, I'm Doug. Right. And you shake everyone's hand. At the end of the time, you come out, you have 100 business cards, and someone else came out and they have 4 business cards. And you said, wow, you know, I am way better at amplifying my voice and getting out there. I'm way better at networking than you, because I have 100 business cards and you have 4. Well, the problem is that that may not be true because that person might have made four really great connections, right? And what you might have is 100 business cards from people who think that you're a maniac and probably need some form of medication because you're hopping around the room like a bunny rabbit, you know, grabbing people's business cards. You haven't really amplified your voice. You've just collected business cards and told yourself that you've amplified your voice. Amplifying your voice means that you share your voice with other people, and then they then are going to hopefully share your work with other people as well. And you're reaching people that, you know, the name of my community that I have is Stand Out and Be Heard, right? It's not just about standing out, but it's about being heard. And you can't be heard if you don't take time to cultivate a relationship. And I think that's what we do online. A lot of times people do this thing where it is the equivalent of it's the equivalent of that, you know, it's spamming constantly with, you know, broadcasts about what you're doing right now and share this with a friend and share this with a friend. I get those emails and messages all the time, you know, share this. I wrote in a book, share it. I'm happy to share things, but give me some context of, you know, what is your book about? Why would I be interested? Why did you reach out to me? What is our relationship? So the good news about this is that you don't have to be, what I'm saying is to amplify your voice. You don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to reach YouTuber status. You can build up. If you have 50 followers on Facebook, then how do I get to 51? How do I get to 52? And it's important that we not measure ourselves by these numbers and by these measurements to say, you know, that's how influential I am. There's a thing called the clout score, K-L-O-U-T, and you can check your clout score. And I must confess, I've checked my clout score. Last it was 59, which is not bad. But again, what does that really mean, right? You know, it shows me how influential clout thinks that I am. It's a way for, you know, it can be obsessed with our clout score and our measurement of how influential we are. But the thing that really, if you think about it, when you think about amplifying your voice, it really is about relationships. It's about if you reach someone and you touch their lives in some way, right? And they then had the ripple effect of that. I was talking actually yesterday, last night I was talking to, I'll give him a shout out. I was talking to Dave Jackson from School Podcasting. And one of the things we talked about is this idea that if you can touch, you know, 10 people's lives and half those people have families, right? If they have families, then maybe they have three kids themselves, right? You've touched 30 people's lives or whatever the math is, right? And then those people have friends and you don't know the ripple effect of it. Now, that doesn't necessarily feed our need to increase our Facebook, our Facebook followers, but it does make a difference in the world. So when people say, you know, how can I reach more people? One of the ways in which, ironically, that you can reach more people is by not worrying about reaching more people per se, but actually by having a deeper impact on the people that you're already connecting with. If you can engage those people more deeply and then you ask them to share, then that is much more important, again, than just the sheer numbers. What's interesting about celebrity, right, is that we feel that we know these people, right? When a celebrity dies or when we hear a celebrity or see a celebrity, we feel like we know them. We feel like we're connected to them, even though obviously most of us will never meet them. But for ourselves in building our own community, we actually have an opportunity to build a real relationship with our community. You know, for most of us, we're not going to get to, and for me, it's not even my goal. It's not my goal to be a celebrity and to have millions of followers. I don't need millions of followers. I just want to reach the people that most need to hear my message, the people that care about what I care about, which is sharing your authentic voice with the world in order to create positive change. And every day I do work to do something, to make a phone call, to send an email, to put out content just like I'm doing now, to reach more people. But it's not about getting to some ultimate number. The other thing about getting to some ultimate number is that it kind of implies that once you reach that number, then you're there, you've arrived and you're somebody. And I know that this is part of, you know, when I say, how to amplify your voice. And I'm spending a lot of time talking about this idea of letting go of expectations. But I think the two are really connected, because if you let go of this idea that I need to have as many Facebook followers as so-and-so, and this speaker has so many Facebook followers, I know I'm using Facebook a lot, but whatever, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, I'm not saying that you shouldn't build up a follower base, and that's something I help people do. So I'm not saying don't do it. What I am saying is don't judge your worth by how many Facebook followers you have. It is not a good measure of your worth. And also, don't assume that because somebody has, for example, the difference between amplifying your voice and having viral content, the piece about viral content is that you can oftentimes with viral content, it could be a kitten. You could put a picture of a kitten up and 20,000 people or a million people share this picture of a kitten. That doesn't mean you're amplifying your voice. Unless your passion is kittens, then then you're not really amplifying your voice. What you are doing is you're putting out content that it's easy for people to share. It doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't do anything really for it doesn't do anything for your voice in the world. It doesn't truly amplify your voice, but it might make you feel really good, because now you have a million people sharing your kitten selfie. Incidentally, just as an aside, I have a theory that the internet was created by cats in order to share more information about them. Because if you look at what most of the pictures on the internet are about, you'd have to presume that the internet was created by cats. So don't confuse viral content for amplifying your voice. Don't confuse X number of likes for amplifying your voice. Having said that, as we wrap up here, what I do want to make sure to say is that there are some tried and true ways to amplify your voice. And like I said, one of them is being a guest on other people's podcasts or videos or things like that. That's really important. The other thing that you can do is you can write guest blogs. So if you know someone who has a well-trafficked website, you could ask them to write a guest blog. And those kind of things bring, what you're doing is it's like you're visiting somebody else's house and they've got lots of neighbors, and from that, you could then say, hey, why don't you come over to my house? And, I've got a party going on over here too. And so you're borrowing some of that traffic from other people. So that's a great way to do it. Another thing to do is, like I said, it's really about reaching out. This might seem like I said, it's part of the reason I talked about doing this in a way that's more manageable is really reaching out to new people every day. So if you're on Facebook or you're on Twitter, you might want to look and do some keyword searches and see who is connected to you that has an interesting, or potentially could be a connection that has similar interest, right? And invite them to be friends with you. The other thing, you have to be careful with this on Facebook, because on Facebook, you have to kind of know someone offline you've got to ask someone for a friend request, if it's okay to send a friend request, or else you can get yourself in trouble. On Twitter, not so much. On Twitter, you could reach out to just about anybody if they have a shared interest. The other thing to do is go back to the people who are most connected to you and ask them, who do you think that I should be connecting with? Who are some people that you think would be interested in this information? Who should I reach out to on social media? The great thing about social media is that it's a nice way to start a conversation, because it's very low risk. You don't have to, it's not like you're asking someone to buy something. You're not asking them to marry you. You're not asking them to do something, go on a vacation with you. You're just asking them to connect with you on social media. And what that will do is then allow you to put out content. They can see what you're about. They can see what you're doing. And if they like you, it could lead to a conversation. And that's happened for me many, many times. But yeah, start with your inner circle. It's amazing to me how I missed this completely when I started. And I just missed it completely. And didn't think about when I was trying to reach new people, I was starting out with just cold, people that I had no connection to. Now what I like to do is I really like to reach out to people that are connected to the people that I most know, like, and trust. Those are the people that are most likely to help you amplify your voice. So remember that when you are reaching new people, you don't want to lose the people that you already are connected to. You want to take care of those people and make sure that you're putting out, you know, great stuff for them in order to, because again, those people will bring in more. Another great place I find is really helpful is LinkedIn. And I have LinkedIn Sales Navigator, which is a program that allows you to reach out to just about anybody and see the connections to the people who are connected to you. That's another great way. If you look at the people that are most connected to you, a lot of times if you ask people, you know, who are you connected to that you think would be interested in my work, it's hard for people to remember everyone that they're connected to. But if you go into their LinkedIn contacts and you take a look through, you might very well find some interesting people that your friends say, oh yeah, that's right. You know, I forgot about that guy. You know, we went to school together, right? But he wouldn't pop off the top of his head. And then you can ask for a connection. You could reach out and say, hey, we both know Joe. Would you be interested? Would you be open in connecting? Those are all great ways to do that. It takes a little bit of effort. You know, the other piece about amplifying your voice is, I always say, you know, if you put your book under your bed, if you keep it under your bed, nothing is going to happen. Les Brown, the motivational speaker, the famous motivational speaker, when he was living in Detroit and he was completely broke. And he was putting out these motivational tapes, or at the time, they were tapes. They were actual tapes because it was like in the 70s. And what he would do is he would give the tapes away on the street. He would go out in front of churches. He would go out in front of all these different places and he would hand out these tapes. And that led him to get a radio gig, which then led him to become a speaker, which then led him to become a world famous renowned speaker. But in the beginning, he was just standing on the corner giving out tapes. I mean, I've seen, if you've ever been to, what's it called, in California, Venice Beach. If you've ever been to Venice Beach, there's a lot of performers and people like that and singers. And I know people do this all over the place. But Venice Beach pops out for me where they sell their stuff right on the beach there, where they try to get you to listen to it. Hey, can you stop? Because they have a lot of traffic. People are walking by, you know, hey, can you stop? Can you take a listen to this? So it's really a situation where the, you know, if you're really interested, if you believe in what you have to say, you'll find creative ways to get out there. And if you say to yourself, well, it's not worth it, you know, it's not worth it for me to, what am I going to, I'm not saying to go, you know, hand out CDs on the corner. However, maybe that works for you, right? Maybe that would work. But what are the things that we can do online and offline to connect with a like-minded person today who really needs to hear what I have to say? The last thing I want to say about this is, you know, when we talk about amplifying our voice, remember that it's not just about you getting heard, but the other piece is also about that piece about remember that you have something to share, that if you really believe in the value of what you have to share, don't you have a responsibility to the world to go share it? And to go back to the example, if you went through the, you know, writing a book, right? And you went through all the process and you got it published. And so many people do this. It's like, I wrote the book and now I only have the, you know, I have it under my bed and I never share it. I never go out there. You have a responsibility to, I'm doing that this weekend, you know, go out and go do a reading at the library or go do book signings at the bookstore, whatever you can do to get out there. But I think in some ways, I think that we both want to amplify our voice, but we're also scared to, because as we do that, as we put our work out in the world more and more, we open ourselves up to more criticism. And I'll tell you what, if you're getting criticism, you're doing something right. You know, if you're getting people commenting and saying that they don't like what you're doing, that means that you're doing something right because you've put yourself out there enough to get criticism. You know what's worse than getting criticism? Not getting criticism, because nobody knows who you are. It is safe, but it is not effective. You know, it's not effective if you really have a message that you want to share with the world. So to recap, just to recap here, remember to, you know, let go of the numbers. Just focus on how can I reach more people today, even if it's one person or two people. That's one or two more people that you're sharing your message with and making a difference in the world. You can go on other people's podcasts, vlogs, videos. You can, for example, do guest blogging. And then remember, you know, across all your social media channels, if you start with the people that are in your innermost circle, the people that really know, like, and trust you the most, go to them and say, who do you know that needs to hear this information? Who do you think would be interested in this? And then reach out to those people. And as you do that, it should be a never-ending ripple effect of people that need to hear your message. And who knows, you may get to thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people. But even if you reach one more person today, and that's the last person that you reached because, God forbid, you got hit by a bus, that would make your life and their life worthwhile. So, as always, go out there, share your voice. The world needs your voice. This is Doug Foresta at Creating Change.